are back. Thank you for hanging out with us in the den. Yep. Oh, they're good. Usually I'm looking to my right because both Pip and Joe are on my screen.
Yeah.
But tonight I have a human being right in front of me, which is nice.
And so, I'm here too.
Yes. And Pip here too. And Joe's over there, so I got to remember to look to Joe every once in a while. But let's start with some School of Fools. Come on. There we go.
Ring around the rosy, bucket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fools.
All right. After months of planning, an Ohio school district abruptly canceled its high school musical, claiming it was vulgar. That was just decency. In a statement, the Cardinal Local School Superintendent Jack Cunningham said the Cardinal Local School District has decided that its spring musical production will not be the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Never heard of it. You know it?
No.
Okay. It's a dialogue and song lyrics contain vulgarity and therefore not suitable for our preteen and teenage students in an educational setting because they are pristine. Two of the characters in the musical are gay male parents. The district said anyone suggesting discrimination is mistaken. When we found out it was canceled, everybody was just heartbroken. Honestly, it was terrible. Everyone was just crying, said Riley Machinga, a senior who was playing a lead role in the musical. Mandy Machinga, Riley's mother and assistant director for the musical, said, well, now we know how we got the lead, said she was shocked.
That's exactly what I thought when I read that.
Said she was shocked to learn production was halted, given that it was greenlit earlier in the school year by the district. According to the superintendent, the musical was not approved by the school board or district administration. The school board made the decision to cancel the musical. A request for comment was not returned. A meeting was held earlier this month with the administration where Machinga said three concerns were brought up by the superintendent who informed the production of some complaints. There were concerns about the language in one of the songs, said Machinga. There was a concern about Jesus appearing. Because he's supposed to be exclusive to Jesus Christ Superstar. And there was a complaint about the fact that two of the parents were gay. Machinga said changes to dialogue were made, and the song was already edited for the high school production prior to the production being stopped. Permission forms were set to be signed for special middle school student viewing, something she said happened in years past. The district went on to state it wants a student production to be something that community members of all ages may enjoy without adult supervision. Machinga said $1,700 was spent on the production. She said it's too late in the school year to gain licensing required to put on another musical because that would involve 10 to 17 weeks of rehearsing.
$1,700 to spend more on that on a mic.
You know what? You have to pay a lot to license plays.
Her daughter is planning to study musical theater in college and said the purpose of theater is not only to entertain, but to inform. Not really. Theater is about making you think, not really, about things and making you question things and thinking critically. Not really. I mean, I guess you could.
Yes, it is.
Is it, though?
It totally is.
Okay. Cats made me think I hate cats. I don't know if that's what they were going for.
He could have been.
Yeah, I mean.
He's a knucklehead.
What?
The guy who wrote Cats.
I don't know who wrote it, but it was a god-awful musical.
Oh, yeah.
Memories. I hope I have none. Thank you.
Actually, that's the only part I enjoyed.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because Barry Manilow wrote the song.
That's probably why.
Because Manilow kicks ass, but I digress.
He also writes the songs that make the young girls cry.
He does.
You know, the aforementioned cousin loves Barry Manilow.
And you know what? He also wrote I'm Stuck on Band-Aids, but I digress. Manilow kicks ass.
Genius.
Manilow, you will not see a better show than Manilow. Anyway, Machinga plans to address the issue at, you know, Manilow and Steel Panther. That's a good show. Machinga plans to address the issue at the upcoming school board meeting. Now they're using the word vulgar instead of family friendly. Well, yeah, because they mean two different things, said Machinga.
Yeah.
What is vulgar? My cock. What exactly are the issues you have with the show? We told you, stupid. And can we sit and come to some sort of compromise and agreement? The Cardinal Local School Boards of Education on Wednesday announced it will allow the play to proceed. A little over 2 weeks after it made the controversial decision to cancel the production because it was deemed vulgar and not family friendly. The Gayega Maple Leafs Leaf reports board president Linda Smallwood made the announcement during a board meeting Wednesday night. that attracted more than 200 people, including students and parents and community residents. Smallwood said the board changed its mind because Music Theater International, the publishing company for the play, said it was okay to make revisions to portions of the play that raised concerns. WKYC Channel 2 reports, Cardinal Superintendent Jack Cunningham had cited vulgar song lyrics as a reason for the decision to cancel the play last month, and he also had a problem with These Nuts. Initially, the board was informed... What, no? I'm sure he did.
I'm sure he did have a problem with These Nuts.
He did. Initially, the board was informed that the script could not be revised, but that changed with Music Theater International, the publishing company, contacted the Cardinal Theater Department to confirm revisions could be made as long as the check clears, with the help of their authors. At this time, the board wishes to thank Music Theater International and its authors for assisting Cardinal Music, blah, 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 for the 23 requested revisions. Who's got time for this shit?
Well, you know, I mean, that could have been like just cherry picking certain words that they wanted to take out.
Exactly.
And giving them ideas. But, you know, you're not supposed to make any revisions to plays. When you have licensed them, you're supposed to do it as written.
Yeah, because the play Nazi might show up.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the rule.
Some language in the play was changed, and an alternate version of the songs will be used. The play also features two gay characters who are parents of a student, although school officials said this was not a factor because there's nothing wrong with it.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
So people attending the meeting cheered when the board reversed its decision. The board still came under criticism for its original decision. So there's about 2,750 people in this town. That's basically what you know. Here's the thing: if you're gonna have a problem with the play, you got to make it your point to go. If you're of the mind that we can't have anything goes at our high school drama club, that needs to be done within a month of you getting. Listen, this is what we're thinking of doing. After that, if you don't have time to do it, then sorry, Charlie, you lose.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I don't know the play. I don't know what they considered vulgar in the play. But if they do need to review the materials that they're going to allow to be presented, then do that. Just like you said, you can't just wait till the last minute. And I'm sorry, but having been in a drama club in high school, do you have any idea how literally dramatic and extra those kids can be? And so all of a sudden, after putting in all that work, you're telling them the show cannot go on? Oh my God. There must have been bursting with tears. It must have been unbelievable. And then they get their parents involved, which is always dramatic. So no, you should have thought about that a long time ago. And they're very lucky that the owners of the play itself, you know, the people who let you borrow the material, let them make revisions, because you're not supposed to, because they want their material always to be delivered the way it was written, so that they don't, you know, destroy the brand of that particular show by making changes to it and become something else out there. So they were lucky that they got to do that in the last minute. Stupid to wait that long.
Well, I think, that they didn't realize it until the play was ready to go. But I think it was blown up in a way out of proportion with the characters, the gay parents. Oh, it's because they're gay parents and you know, it's a little risque. But the thing about it is that they cited that the vulgar song lyrics was the reason for the decision to cancel the play. They worked with the people. I guess they threw them some money to revise it. So I believe that the thing was is that the school considered vulgar reasons. They probably contacted the writers and said, look, we'd like to put the play on, you know, but, you know, can we alter the lyrics where it's not vulgar? It's a high school production. And they said they would, and they took care of that. So I think on that, I think everything else that they're pointing fingers at was not really that big
of a... Well, they said they got complaints, and apparently every complaint matters. I will say this, though. Jesus being a character wouldn't have raised an eyebrow with me.
No.
Gay characters wouldn't have raised an eyebrow with me.
No.
If I heard cursing in a high school play, that would probably surprise me. Where I'd probably go, really? Do they? That would probably, I mean, I wouldn't raise a stink
over. And let me tell you something. Parents are very protective over their kids. I did a show for, you know, the guy, but I did a show up in Albany. And the I think I told you, but the MC was this kid from the city, and we're in a high school auditorium. It's the same setting this play is in. I got these kids, there is parents, and the booker said you have to be squeaky clean. Not in a fun, way before the gig, and reminded at confirmation. Get up there to remind us again. So the MC goes up there and starts talking about dead hookers and this, that, and the other thing. And one of the parents stands up, I've got my daughter here. This is outrage. The woman comes on stage and goes, well, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Curry. And it took me 25 minutes of a 30-minute set to fix the show. And then I had to go apologize to ladies. So when it not only comes to the kids being in the audience, but the parents with their kids, you know, they get very protective. If the school board is feeling that there is a song in there that's kind of vulgar, it's going to be a problem.
But Joe, we said that's fine, but the time to find that is months before they start rehearsing and everything.
I don't think the school, and being a devil's advocate, I don't think the board realized that there was a problem.
I agree with you, but shame on them.
Yes.
They gave enough, and I'm just explaining what might have happened. They might have given credence to the people that were producing the play that it would be fine. And then maybe when they started, you know, doing the rehearsals and stuff like that, some parents got an idea of some of the song lyrics, which, you know, if they're vulgar, yeah, that's a problem. Well, there's gay parents. Who cares? Well, Jesus, who cares? And it wasn't even a factor, you know, in the decision to have the play come back. It was the lyrics. So, for that simple reason, you can see what decent words or content can do with parents and kids in an event. And I think that it was nice that they were, you know, that they did have the foresight, whatever juncture it was, to hold off on it and have enough common courtesy to work with the people that actually wrote the thing to alter the lyrics and come to a conclusion on that. I think in today's climate, you know, while everything was going on, well, it's because they're gay. Well, it's because of that. Well, Jesus is in the box. Well, not really. It's the lyrics, you know, and I think it got blown out of proportion.
Well, you know, bad on the board, because you have to spend money to get the rights to put on the plays. They're doing this every year. That's budgeted school budget money. It comes from taxpayers, and it's like every little bit of that counts. When you have teachers that have to go out and buy their own supplies because there's not enough in the budget, you should be watching these things. You know there's going to be a play, and you have certain standards. Someone has to review it before you throw the money at the place so that you can lease the material, because once you've agreed to that, no backsies. They don't care you didn't put it on. You leased the material. So good
well,
on
you
them.
Know, maybe they got a percent. Maybe they got a percentage of using the play or the fee, or, you know, whatever. If you're going to look at the whole thing, you want to blame the school board? Well, they dragged that. They should know. Okay, but the one thing that they did do, the two things that they did do, well, you know, there's a gay couple. Yeah, and play goes on. Well, there's Jesus in it. Yeah, and play goes on. We just had a problem with the, you know, some of the lyrics in the songs. So, yeah, you can point the finger on the delay or the sense of urgency that they had towards addressing the issues. However, on some key issues, they did stand ground on that. Say, play goes on.
Well, they can't. I mean, they can't. They're going to have a play every year, so they have to have somebody. And if the board is going to be the one that's making or saying yes or yay or nay, someone has to be able to read the material, look over it, and see if this is something that they're going to let be presented before they lay out the money. That's what I'm saying.
Well, right. And if we're having this, and if we're doing this article next year over another play that this specific district did, and they didn't cash it, well, somebody's got to come upstairs. Somebody's got to be let go.
Yeah.
Now, but I think for this, and I don't know if there's ever been, and also, we don't know if there's been a previous problem with plays. If there has been previous issues where they've been doing this, oh, somebody's got to come upstairs and, you know, well, thank you for your service. Have a great day. You know, so we'll see. Like I said, yeah, they did, you know, they should have been a little bit more proactive on it. They caught it. It was just on lyrics, you know, for the people that, well, if gay parents got, well, that's, oh, well, what are you going to do? You know, play goes on. So, you know, it's, like I said, I think it got blown out of proportion. People's assumptions of what they thought the school board had issue with.
All right. Well, let's move on to another drag queen story. I did not download the audio. I screwed up. So I'm going to hopefully play the video into my microphone.
Okay.
And hope this is loud enough. If not, I know the story well enough and there's some other written stuff. But yeah, my bad. I screwed up. So let's see how this goes here. Let's see. Help it would play. Come on. Really? Now it's not going to play. What the hell's going on?
Joe, you going to sing along with me? Davin' screwed up. Davin' screwed
happens
up.
Happens all the time. Wow, this is not playing.
It's not.
What are you showing? The Mike Preachers from the gig? Oh, that was kind of cool. Good audience.
No, I don't know. I don't know why that video would not play. I'm going to try that again. There we go. Let's see. It's a little bitch. All right.
Is it going to play an ad like they always do?
So this was in Miami. There was another drag queen Christmas show in Florida. This took place at the Hyatt Regency. So I'll read some extracurriculars, try to fill in the stuff. So promotional materials for the event initially included words, "All ages welcome," but were updated to recommend it for audiences 18 plus following the DeSantis administration warning. So what happened was the administration got warning of this. The alcohol board let them know, go, listen, man, you can't have kids at this event. You got to put a proper warning on there because originally they had all ages. So the venue at the Hyatt changed it. As a result, minors attended and were knowingly admitted. The regulation department's complaint states, during the show and in the presence of persons less than 16 years of age, performers appeared on stage wearing sexually suggestive clothing, prosthetic female genitalia, and a lot worse, apparently. A drag queen Christmas is a, or better, depending on your point of view, I guess. A Drag Queen Christmas is a holiday-themed drag show that tours in 36 different cities and features stars from the reality show RuPaul's Drag Race. Are they stars, though? Anyway, according to the complaint...
Yes.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay, if you say so. Yes, right. Every reality person is a star. I'm sorry. And everybody who does OnlyFans is a porn star. According to complaint, A Drag Queen Christmas updated its advertising to say that the show contained adult content and was recommended for people 18 and up unless accompanied by an adult. The state's business department accused the Miami venue, the Hyatt, of several violations, including prohibition of lascivious exhibition before people younger than 16, though it's not clear to what extent this law is generally enforced. Well, it's getting enforced a lot more now.
Sure is.
Equality Florida, an LGBTQ rights organization, said that DeSantis was selectively weaponizing state agencies against businesses to target drag performances, saying such decisions should be left to parents. How far will he take this anti-LGBTQ crusade in his desperate attempt to outrace his inevitable presidential primary opponents? Will he raid movie theaters because parents take their teenagers to see R-rated movies? Will he punish electronic stores because parents buy their children certain video games? Will he wear boots that aren't white go-go boots? What will this man do? Sorry. Because he looked ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
If Trump doesn't give him a nickname based on this, then I have absolutely no respect for Trump. The fact that he's sticking with the sanctimonious and not touching the white boots, Donald has lost a little off his fastball. Oh. I am sorry.
Oh, yeah, because those boots.
If I was Donald, I'd be calling him Bootsy. that's what his name is. It's quicker. See what Bootsy's saying over there? Dude, Donald. Right there.
Right there.
How many times have I said these guys need a writer?
They do. Well, actually, they really do.
All right, but let's move on. Joe doesn't like me making fun of his new boyfriend. Anyway. He's going to say I have to.
My old boyfriend.
I have DeSantis delusion syndrome. That's what we'll be hearing for the next 4 years.
Well, won't you?
Probably. Yes, of course I do. Scammers and DeSantis are all I can think about. Scam Santas. How many businesses will DeSantis target? 3. He will target 3. How many families will he force to co-parent with the government? 6. In his quest to manufacture right-wing hysteria, he's doing that well, that he can monetize and weaponize, asked Brandon Wolf, a spokesman for the group. Before we get into this brief recap, there was a story out of Florida where a symphony did the... Oh, this is what I wrote. Stupid. All right, So Pip asked me before the show, why are we talking about drag queens again? And I explained to Pip, and I'll explain to Jonah. Of course, I'll explain to all of you listening. About a month or so ago, Joe was not on the show, but we covered a story out of Florida about a drag queen Christmas where a symphony put this show on and it did not advertise it properly, even after they were warned, and people wound up bringing their small children to this explicit show, and DeSantis wanted to go after the venue's liquor license. Pip and I were of the opinion it should have been advertised properly. It was wrong not to advertise it properly. It was not for children. We agreed you could find them. You know, you want to find them for that? I'm almost. But we felt the liquor license was piling on. Yeah. So that was the last thing. And then now a couple of weeks ago, we did in Arkansas, Governor Huckabee Sanders, whatever, Huckabee Sanders,
yeah,
drag queen in the making, whatever she calls herself these days, what's it when they just proclamate an executive order?
Yeah,
is it an executive order that no drag queen events, nothing with drag queens, could be in public? And I contend she did it with executive order because she don't have the votes to do it.
Mm.
That, but Joe's opinion on that was no, it should, no drag queen events in public, do it in private. So then we have this one where it was actually advertised properly, not originally. But when the authorities told this venue, listen, you can't do this. This, you got to advertise it properly. So they corrected. They advertised it properly, and it was in a private setting, which was what Joe said it should be. So that's why I brought that. Huh. So that's why we're doing this again. I will let Joe have first crack at it. It was his blog.
Yeah. To have a drag show. And I will, double down and have a drag show. In a private venue, is fine. As a matter of fact, you couldn't bring the video up, but I saw the video. I'd probably go to the damn thing myself, It really was very entertaining.
Joe wants to see men wearing dildos.
Who doesn't?
What the problem is that, children 18 and under, well, 18 is fine to be, admitted with an adult. Under 18 should not be admitted into this, okay? Basically, there was a lot of sexual innuendo on there.
Hold on. I think it was more than innuendo, Joe.
Yeah, oh boy. Well,
it was in your front, though.
Yeah, it was in your front, though. It was your innuendo, in your rear row. It was all over the place, though.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to play it middle of the road as I go.
Oh, it's impossible. You're always on the wrong side of the road.
So I'm kind of trying to get my point across and trying to walk on the fence here, So basically, I don't think it's appropriate for a 16-year-old to see. And it does follow Florida statutes of what is appropriate and what is not appropriate for a person that age and who should be and who is not allowed to be into a presentation like that in a private establishment. And the whole thing with, people go, well, if it's with, what if I bring my son in? They know, really? Do you go to a topless bar and bring your kid in there? You can't do it because of the sexual innuendo that goes on there, which would be part of this presentation. My opinion is that the kid, with people saying, well, kids can handle, I think kids are exposed to too much right now. And basically, the studies have shown the first 8 years is the most critical stage of brain development in a child. It builds a foundation for learning and success, and studies have found that an adult and teen brains work differently. What are we deeming harmful to minors? And the statute says any reproduction, imitation, characterization, description, exhibition, presentation, or representation of whatever kind of form depicting nudity, sexual conduct is the key thing in this grouping, or sexual excitement when it predominantly appeals to the prudent, shameful, and morbid interests, is patently offensive to prevailing standards in the adult community as a whole with respect to suitable material and conduct. That's the community standard. Taken as a whole without serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. There was none of that in his presentation. Drag shows are fine, but adults in a club setting that are 18 or over, I'm not saying don't have them, you can't have them. No, in that setting, it's fine. But we do have to set a standard for what is acceptable for somebody under 18 to see, regardless if their parent brings them into the venue or not. And to say, and basically what it is that the whole thing with the whole drag and LGBTQ community is, they have their rights, they have their freedom, but they have been pushing the issue. And it gets to the point where there needs to be a little bit of pushback. It's like, you know what, fine. You want to live your life, fine. You've got every right to do that. But stop trying to bring it into schools. Try stop into a private setting where you're bringing kids in. That's all we ask. And that's why I'm with DeSantis on this. There is a contingent that believes that. Okay. Now, if you take the story and you make a funny and ridiculous thing out of it, like Davin did in his joke, it'll work fine.
Here's the thing. Bootsy is full of shit. And I'm going to tell you why Bootsy is full of shit. Let's pretend Bootsy's concerned about the children, which Joe seems to be. I will take Joe at his word that he is concerned about the children. Okay. Yeah. Let's work from that premise.
Okay.
You're really concerned about the children. Well, then you should be going after the parents who brought their minors to this show, because they're the ones who make the responsibility. What, are you going to card 16-year-olds with mom and dad? No, no. This was on the parents. He's not going after the parents. Why isn't Bootsy going after the parents? Because he's trying to whip up this whole woke businesses, and everything is woke to him, but he doesn't want to go after the people that might actually vote for him. So he's targeting these people. Listen, you can bring your kid into a comedy show. No, it's not the same thing, but I've seen it plenty of times where they will go, can I bring my kid? And sometimes the club will say yes, and sometimes the club will say no. Same thing with rated R movies. Same thing with video games. And I remember, I was thinking about this today when I was a little kid, and it's not quite the same thing, but at the time it was very risque. I'm pretty sure when I was a little kid, my parents took me to see La Cage aux Folles in Atlantic City.
Wow.
Which is all drag queens, and for the time was risque.
I'm sure that there was some frontal nudity too, right?
I was a little kid. You don't remember? I don't know, but I was accompanied by my parents. Listen, I'm not disagreeing. I don't know how I feel about what the age should be.
Mm.
I just feel Bootsy's full of shit here.
Yeah.
Because he's trying, we saw it with Disney, we see it all the time. He's trying to pick on people so he looks big, but he's a little bitch, just like the last guy was a little bitch. That's why I'm like, the Republicans, like, they got a guy in New Hampshire, Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire.
I don't know about
him. He's a Republican. Not a little bitch. Why do they have to keep on making little bitches? But
I think the whole thing with making the parents accountable is a good thing, but it's something that you can't have people standing and go, what's your name? What's your child's name?
But that's what you're asking, Joe. You're asking for the venue to
Hold on.
Okay.
Not necessarily so. I'm viewing it as a deterrent, because if venues know that if you do admit people, the venue will be liable to lose their liquor license. If you have parents coming in, well, I'm sorry, we can't lose our liquor license. I'm sorry, you can't admit the child. So it's kind of a deterrent.
But where's the deterrent for the parents? Parents don't want to hear that. Listen, I think a 16-year-old – would I take my 16-year-old to see this particular show? No. But I'm not everybody. And I don't want the government making that decision. And like I said, it just seems like the people really responsible for this – yes, there is some responsibility to the venue. I will concede that to Joe. There should be some responsibility there. But there's also responsibility to the parents, and there's no mention of the parents at all, which is why I say he's full of crap. Pip, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I agree with that.
You agree with what? We said a lot.
Well, I know. No, I mean that it seems disingenuous that we'll protect the children, but the parents ultimately have to protect the children.
And kids get ripped out of homes all the time for less.
Well, and you know, and
not that that's good.
No, not in every home do the parents have the right idea or any clue.
We've done stories on Nazi kids.
How to raise their children. They really don't. But, you know, with obvious exceptions, you don't want the government telling us how to raise our own children, you know?
But they do protect children.
They do, but I'm saying not from ideas, you know what I mean? Or
Ooh.
from, you, It's interesting. You can't have the government telling us what ideas or, you know,
all right, let's stop right there, because I had never thought of it that way. Because we've done stories not in Florida where a child was homeschooled with Nazi, like, Nazi propaganda. To me, that is a much more harmful idea than what we're discussing. Go on.
Right. But, well, I mean, that in the sense that they're, you know, if you're going to homeschool your kid, you have to run by your curriculum and your plans by the local school board to make sure that they're at least getting some kind of education up to the standards of the community. So having said that, I mean, I don't want the government to tell me what museum I could take my child to or what movie.
Take the Statue of David, for instance, which is a naked man.
Yeah, there's nakedness all over the place if you really want to go.
Right
look
now,
for
I'm
it.
Wearing nothing underneath my shirt.
I know.
It's just like my pants.
And the community standard has been breached.
Really? I did that for you.
Oh, well, I'm not part of the community standard because I don't have very big standards.
See what Joe misses?
Well, can I stop you for a second? They really could not, concept of the Statue of David going to a museum. Well, the government, you know, I don't want the government telling me that I can't bring my kid in to see the Statue of David. The government, at least in Florida, the government can't tell you to do that because in the statute, it says that it is acceptable if it is an artistic presentation, which that would be.
Now hold on.
The statute.
Now we would all say art is subjective. Surely my parents would not consider 1984's Van Halen artistic. Why? I've talked about before years ago, I couldn't have the album because there was a smoking angel on the cover, and my parents did not like the message in Hot for Teacher. They did not find that artistic at all. Now we look at it as classic rock. So that's a constantly moving standard art.
Yes.
Go on,
yes.
Pip.
Well, the other thing is that, I mean, if I had children, I'm not sure that I want, you know, them witnessing this very funny and very entertaining, but schlongs akimbo.
It's too much.
Show. It's too much.
It's too much.
You know, I mean, it's different. It's different from the Statue of David.
And by the way, hold on. By the way, this is much different than a drag queen reading a story to a child,
oh,
by the way.
Very, very different.
And the funny thing is, when I wrote the blog, I didn't see the video yet. So I'm doing it, but I had to stop at 9:30 at night and look up Florida statues. I tell you, I didn't study this much when I was in college. But
it shows. It shows. You're welcome.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. All right, there's your present. But, you know, when I looked at the video today, as I was doing final prep today, and I looked at the video, I'm like, oh, all right, look. I'm blushing, and I'm 60 years old.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, there are some things that are considered vulgar that are way too much for me. I particularly do not like Mapplethorpe's art, and that's very controversial. However, I don't want to dictate that other people can't go see it, or, you know, I mean, that,
well, you don't want the government. You don't want the government
telling that people can't go see that. The same way with performance, it is a slippery, not a slippery slope. That's not what I meant to say.
Not
it
after
is a,
that drag queen show.
No, whoa. You think that
I would love to see your face when you look at that. Yeah, well, this and this one, we're really going to put Joe in his holy shit.
It's like, listen, you thought you needed a drop cloth for Gallagher. Holy crap. I mean, you don't want, but.
Well, there was a sword fight, but nobody had swords.
I don't want kids seeing it, but I also don't want to dictate what other people's children can see. If they think this is something that they can see, and if they have questions, we'll talk about it later, or whatever what they're going to do. But I really do think that it's really bullshit that they're saying you can't have this presentation, and if you do it and you present it to people we don't agree with, we're going to take your liquor license away. That is like,
well,
way over the top.
Remember something, it's they're having, they're, it's not like they're saying we can't have it. They're saying you can have it, but you need to make sure that children under the age of 18 can't come in. Because this is not appropriate for them to see.
But that's the problem. They think it's not appropriate. Like, remember when we were growing up, Rocky Horror Picture Show was risque? That features a drag queen, Frankenfurter. I mean, listen, there are plenty of parents who wouldn't want their teenagers to see that. And there are other families where that's a family tradition. It is.
I know.
It's a beloved family. Oh, you know, the movie theater show, we're going to get dressed up. We're going to throw stuff at the screen.
Yeah.
Listen, man. This show does not appeal
a toast
to me. I would not want to take my teenager to it. But we would have that. If she came to me and absolutely wanted to see it, I might have to change my mind because she.
At what age?
You listen. She's 16 now. I mean, I know my kid. If this is something she absolutely wanted to see, I'd ask her why. She'd probably go because my friends are seeing it. But I also know she could probably handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, I don't think much younger than 16. But again, I don't want the government making that decision. I don't have a problem with the venue saying, sorry.
Can I ask you a question? What if your wife wanted to take her to a male review at 16?
Well, my wife's a parent. We would have that conversation. Yeah. I don't need Governor DeSantis, or in our case, Governor Hochul, moderating the conversation. It would be our conversation.
But the thing about it is, he set a standard on entertainment like that at 18 years old. They do that because that is a community standard. And that's where they set it under the terms in the code. So it's something that, you know, the venue's trying to protect there. You know?
But Joe, they also said it doesn't seem like it's enforced very much.
Right. It doesn't seem like it's enforced. I think that the subtext was it's not enforced for straight people.
I don't know what the gay aspect
seems to be pushing this.
It seems like since Bootsy discovered he wants to be a culture warrior,
this is
like the war on Christmas. Who stop it? Who cares? Like I said, I don't necessarily think it's great for kids to see, but I don't want to live in the country where the government makes that decision for me. The same government, unfortunately, that can't do anything about guns, that refuses to do anything about kids getting shot up in schools. You know what? When they can be.
Let me say something about that. Where, you know, you're looking at leaders to take action. I had the statistic here that the damn thing didn't print. However, with the whole gun violence, you'll turn around and you'll tell me, well, gun violence is the biggest killer of children over car accidents in the country now, and it is. It is. But when you start to look into the facts, you find out that in communities of color, ethnic communities, it is at the highest rate, and it has grown exponentially over the, especially since COVID. So when you look at that, where are those political leaders, the Democratic mayors that are part of these cities? Black Lives Matter. Where
I should have brought up guns.
Stepping in, trying to curtail this.
All right. Well, Joe, the quick answer to that is. And I actually just saw this. They're getting flooded in from – they're being flooded in from states that have lax gun laws. So if you look at Illinois, because I know you want to say Chicago, you know, Wisconsin, other neighboring states. A lot of the guns in New York come from places like Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. They come in caravans, and then they get in these kids or whoever's hands. My point is, if you're really concerned about the kids – let's stop getting them killed and make it where we have to do drills for an active shooter. When we get that under control and we're suddenly shocked when a kid does get shot in school again, like it should be, like we were with Columbine, when we're shocked, when we get that under control, then maybe we can move on to the culture war. Probably not.
Now stop right there. I know you're shaking your finger at the NRA. And
I'm not shaking my finger at anybody.
All right. Well, you usually shake your finger at the NRA. What you also need to, with that statistic that I gave, you also need to shake your finger at the Democratic mayors in these cities, at the Black Lives Matter. But we need to do something. Well, they need to take an active part of that as well and address the situation in the communities. A lot of people think it's the NRA and a lot of conservatives, which they do want to protect their Second Amendment rights. But you also have to keep the Democratic mayors and like I said, Black Lives Matter and that contingent as well.
I'm not sure what Black Lives Matter has to do with any of this.
Well, because they say because what it is a the statistic on black kids being killed is leading the statistic of kids being killed by gun violence.
Well, yes. Why is that? Because most minorities live in cities, and when you're in cities where people are overcrowded and there's not space, there's going to be more violence.
And black cities are led by Democratic politicians.
Almost every city.
I'm not saying. Well, that's not a problem. If they're going to, the finger also has to be shaken at them as well.
Well, listen, man. All I'm saying is DeSantis is fighting this culture war, but he won't do anything about the, you know, how many shootings have we had in Florida with kids? We've had some horrible ones there. He won't do anything about that. He's a pussy. He's a paper kitty cat.
Well, taking that on as an example of something substantive and something that is really serious and has to be addressed, more importantly, because lives are at stake, than worrying about if men are wearing dresses. They're not the pedophiles coming for your kids. They're not the ones we should be worried about. Taking this on is the standard.
I disagree with you, and I don't want to go into the specifics of that. We did that last week. But what I want to say to the both of you is that, well, specifically Davin, DeSantis this, DeSantis that, have at it, say your piece, but you need to bring in the Democratic politicians that are in these neighborhoods that need to be as proactive as you want to.
But see, Joe, here's the difference. That is a substantive conversation. That is a conversation that I am willing to engage in because that directly affects lives. That is certainly a conversation worth having. Not tonight, not here, not between us three knuckleheads, but it is certainly a conversation worth having. I'm going to save the children from the drag queen Christmas show because I'm the governor and I can see is not. That is a conversation like you asked me, what if your wife wanted to take your daughter to a male review? And I said, I don't know how I feel about it. That's her mother. We'd have to have that conversation. That's all I want. I want the families to have that conversation. That's all I'm saying.
And what I would like you to do is, if you're going to point out DeSantis, and you've got better things to do, and you better start working on gun violence because that's what's killing the children. And then the next thing you have to do, and to all the Democratic mayors and politicians in these inner cities where this is prevalent, you need to work on this as much as I want DeSantis to work on it.
I think they are working on it, but I mean, listen, I don't know how you keep, I don't know the answer how to keep guns flooding into your city from other places. I mean, I guess you could build a wall. I guess we could build a wall around Chicago. I mean, I don't know the answer. I don't think the police know the answer. I think the police are doing the best they can. I mean, I think the mayors are doing the best. I don't think, clearly we don't have the solution. Clearly, I think we all agree that's a more pressing thing.
Absolutely.
So DeSantis has this power behind him.
Yeah.
I'd like to see, and I won't see it, but I'd like to see him use this power to have that conversation. It's more pressing.
And I would like him to reach out once again to these Democratic mayors and Black Lives Matter.
They're not taking my calls.
Put your money where your mouth is.
But it's not my money. It's not my money.
But like I said, they're worried about, well, you know, we want reparations and we want this, and our people were enslaved. You're getting black people killed every day.
You're having a completely different conversation.
Yeah, no, you're saying I want you to reach out to the mayors and well, because he brought up guns, but we're to keep it very narrowly to the conversation
please,
we're having about
please.
About drag queens being presented in a show that is not a topic that we should be focusing solely on in what we're calling culture wars, because there are so many more important issues at stake. Why are we spending so much time on it?
It's exactly what you're talking about is morality. Where our morality is going as a nation, and I think our morality is going down a very steep slope right now.
They've been saying that since the history of this nation. That's my point.
Yeah.
And I talked about All in the Family and Archie Bunker's Place, and I'm watching these old episodes from 50 years ago.
And it's the same topics. It's the same as
discussion. Yeah, it's the same. That's what I'm saying. This is just a play to get people riled up when you don't have solutions for the things that you mentioned, Joe, in segment one. How am I going to pay the bills? Pitt mentioned a pothole in the street. You know, gas is so expensive. These are things that change lives.
But ironically, with All in the Family, there was a couple of episodes where there was somebody that was a drag queen. And Archie saved her in his cab.
I remember that.
She was a drag queen. She actually got killed. See, that episode actually showed the indignity of the way people were treated. She, Beverly LaSalle was her name. That was the drag queen. Beverly LaSalle there. And she wound up getting killed because she was a drag queen in the show. And it was horrible. And you know, for what she wanted to do. But the thing about it was she wasn't doing it in a school. She was at the Kit Kat Club, a private venue that was for adults. See, that's the key thing with the whole thing. You want to do it in a private venue, but you're not.
Well, this is private, Joe. This is a private venue.
Yeah.
And Hyatt, by the way, is saying, hey, don't take our liquor license away. We hire it out to another company. We have nothing to do with the entertainment, by the way, which I think is a bullshit argument.
It is.
But make them accountable. If the law, if the statute says that you can't have people under 18 in there, make a statute so as a deterrent so when parents bring their kids, you know. No,
but why is this only now that DeSantis wants to be the culture warrior? That's the – I mean, listen, I know it plays to the cheap seats.
And why is only now that we're taking down statues? Why is it only –
We're not taking that. We took them down.
Away? Why is it only now? It's just a byproduct of where we are in the country.
Yeah, well, taking down statues was not something we've been talking about for 50 years. Taking down statues was a new thing because people
started thinking that just because things were always done a certain way doesn't make them right.
Yeah, but drag queens have been – 50 years, drag queens, all the children. Listen,
as soon as Puritans started hiking up their skirts a little bit and showing ankle, we started talking about morality issues.
Burned them at the stake.
We have been going at it ever since.
Burned them at the stake. That's the Salem witch trials.
Absolutely, those sluts.
That's really
what that was about.
Yeah, I mean, which is always insulting when Trump goes, it's a witch hunt. No, motherfucker, nobody's burning you at the stake. Yeah. It's not a witch hunt. It's insulting. Just like calling him Hitler is insulting. It's like, stop with the fucking hyperbole.
Yeah.
Learn your history. Until
so fucking ridiculous, you know, with that whole thing. Hello, what is this? Oh, this is Bill from Chicago. How are you, Mr. Fiona? Oh, you can call me Ace. I mean, you fucking kidding me.
Okay. Know. Listen, all right, let's
move. I mean, how crazy is that?
let's move on. I just think.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just think, man, if you want to lead, fucking lead. But don't do – but it's the cheap seats.
It's like, dude, do you know much meth is in Florida? Don't you have some –
do you know that we have a category specifically for your state in the upcoming April Fool's show? Can't you worry about that? There's problems there.
Don't you have bigger fish to fry in Florida?
There's giant alligators running all over the place. Do something about that.
Damn.
All right. Let's continue. All right, a lawsuit. Maybe it's frivolous. Maybe it's a good lawsuit. I could see either side of it. When a restaurant fries up a chunk of chicken breast, covers it in buffalo sauce, and calls it a wing, I call it delicious. Is it a harmless little issue or semantics or consumer fraud? A new federal lawsuit makes no bones about it. Ah, the suit alleges the practices. This isn't even from the New York Post. This is from Yahoo. I got this. A new federal lawsuit makes no bones about it. The suit alleges the practice is fraud, and companies like Buffalo Wild Wings are duping customers by selling chicken wings that aren't, in fact, wings. Ayman Halim of Chicago filed the lawsuit against Buffalo Wild Wings. And Joe said, you have time to file this lawsuit? What about the guns, Halim? What about the guns? But anyway, saying he went into the Buffalo Wild Wings location in Mount Prospect, Illinois, back in January and ordered boneless wings. Unbeknownst to plaintiff and other consumers, the products are not wings at all, but instead slices of chicken breast, deep fried like wings. Imposters! They're wearing fry face! They're wearing fry face. Yeah, we'll use that, baby. Indeed, the products are more akin in composition to chicken nugget rather than chicken wing. You are appropriating the wing, but are indeed a nugget. How dare you? The Los Angeles lawyers, not to be confused with the Los Angeles Lakers, the Los Angeles lawyers who filed the lawsuit.
Terrible team.
The lawyers of the Lakers. I'll tell you what, the lawyers, no jump shot. Who filed the lawsuit are seeking other consumers who have also eaten boneless wings at one of the chain's hundreds of locations across the nation. I can honestly say I haven't.
I have not.
I see their commercials and I go, that looks delicious. Yeah. But I never go. This clear cut. I'm the problem for business. This clear cut case of false advertising should not be permitted, as consumers should be able to rely on the plain meaning of a product's name and receive what they are promised, according to the lawsuit obtained by USA Today. And furthermore, where is the chicken and chicken of the sea tuna? I find no hide nor hair of the... It clearly says chicken of the sea. No bagok. No, none.
Wait a minute. There are no... There's no dog in dog bones. Where's the dog?
But are there bones in dogs? Something to think about.
They can be crunchy.
Dog's delish. Buffalo Wild Wings did not directly comment on the lawsuit when it reached by USA Today, saying, you know, its mouth was full, but pointed it to a cheeky tweet. Really, is that where we are? You're getting sued, and now you're pointing. But look at our Twitter page. Ugh. I want you to lose just because of that. Said that earlier in the day that poked fun at the litigation. It's true, read the tweet on Monday. Our boneless wings are all white meat chicken. Our hamburgers contain no ham. Our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo. We're a fraud. Many restaurants started using breast meat to make chicken wings following the Great Recession in 2008, when breast price plummeted, but wings did not. I always feel bad, like, wow, we're cutting off a chicken just for wings. It seems a little
I always
hard.
Feel bad when I hear the breasts are plummeting.
Well, you can relate.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's why Pip doesn't get the responses she wants when she harasses men at the mall.
Perhaps not. Maybe if I were only perkier.
I've been telling you that for years, too. Less perky with the personality, more perky with the bosoms. Again, rules to live by.
Oh, that ship has sailed.
Well, I'm sorry. This is what we can do. Separate and conquer.
Duct tape.
Yes. Businesses that made the change soon saw the resulting profits, with many continuing to practice despite the end of the recession. It seems clear why Buffalo Wild Wings began selling boneless wings and why it has continued to purposely mislead consumers. Profit motive, the lawsuit says. The company should have changed the name of boneless wings to something more appropriate, like chicken poppers, the lawsuit said. But there's no pop in there. There's no sody. Point to other restaurants who make clear what they are selling. Papa John's, for instance. Wow, when we're going to Papa John's for food quality.
I know, really. It's like, oh, all of a sudden, all journalistic integrity is thrown out the window.
Papa John's, for instance, sells buffalo chicken poppers and describes the dish as all-white chicken breast meat. But they also describe what they serve as pizza. So, anyway.
That's true.
Point taken.
I mean, we're biased. We've been through this.
Yeah, I know.
Where we live. Anyway, chicken wings are... This is going to play great nationally. Chicken wings are more expensive than chicken breast. And the bottom line is that labeling the meat incorrectly is wrong, according to the lawsuit. Had plaintiff and other consumers known that the products are not actually chicken wings, they would have paid less for them, or would have not have purchased them at all, the lawsuit said. Therefore, plaintiff and consumers have suffered injury in fact as a result of defendant's deceptive practices. All right, I don't think we would have paid less for them. I feel like we probably would have paid more for them.
I mean, first of all, I'm shocked that, I mean, perhaps I wasn't paying attention, but that wings cost more than breast meat? What?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think because of the popularity and basically wings have gotten very popular, very popular.
Yeah.
And I think the volume, it's not the volume, it's a volume item. And I think that they can't keep up with it, so they put a premium on the wings over the rest of the chicken.
I don't even mean to make this racial, but it's like about whether your preference is dark meat or light meat. But it is chicken, is it not?
But it's a preference. You know, like I said, they do ask you it when you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken if you want dark meat or white meat. Dark meat is usually a little cheaper because basically it's not as popular.
Yeah, I know, but it's delicious. But the thing is what's really bizarre is that they're making such a fuss about what part of the chicken is being in the buffalo, quote-unquote, wings. But the thing is, I do like the snarkiness of it's 0% buffalo. I do adore that. But the other thing is that, you know, it's like when you're getting chicken nuggets in other places, it's like, who knows what quantity of beak is in there?
Do you remember
it's
what,
chicken,
do you,
though.
Do you remember what McDonald's said? And now, with all white meat with their nuggets.
What the hell was it before?
I remember when that was a big deal. Listen, I do think they should properly name it.
Yes.
I know.
They should, especially when the name is called Wild Wings. Wings is part of the sign that's on the store. And wings is on the menu. So if you're going to call yourself something with the last word wings, and you're going to sell something in your menu that says wings, guess what you got to sell? Wings.
I often did wonder, well, how do they get all these wings and these little nuggets?
I did wonder when they said boneless wings. I'm like, how do they do that?
I just assumed I was eating cat.
You know, it goes back to the story I was telling when I was coming back from the family farm, and I stopped in Poughkeepsie to get donuts. And I walk in Dunkin' Donuts, and the guy goes, "We don't have any donuts." I go, "But it says donuts on the side of your store." You know, if you're gonna have it. If it's on the side of the store, you gotta sell it.
Well, you know, there was one time that I went into a KFC and they had run out of chicken. I'm like, why are you still open? What?
Yeah.
What are you open for the soda fountain? What? Is there a run on mashed potatoes? What are you doing?
I think they should change the name. I don't know if this has merit, though, because I don't know if people would pay less. Because it's a check. I think people just go, I don't want to eat off a bone. That's why they're getting them.
Yeah. That's why, you know, just.
And they taste good.
Yeah. I think it's just, you know,
well,
preference.
It's part of the experience with the wings. That's why, you know, you like eating wings. It's part of that experience, you know, getting shit all over your hand and hot sauce and all. It's part of the fun.
You're making that sound like that's a good part.
Well, for Joe,
like
it sounds
part.
Like it is.
Yeah. Getting in there. Rah, rah, rah. Gnawing on the little tiny bits.
I think this thing will get settled.
I do too.
I mean, I don't think it's going to get dismissed.
No, because I mean, there is a point in the sense that overall, you do want things to be labeled what they are when you're talking about your food, and they do have a point in that way. Is that, you know, we do have a certain understanding of what wings are, and if you say boneless wings, well, I just thought it was wing meat pushed into a patty or some sort.
And apparently not everyone is doing this. Apparently some people are giving you wing meat.
Yeah, and they just like crush
together. I went to a deli one day get lunch, and I walk in the deli and the guy goes, "What do you need?" And I go, "Yeah, may I have a chicken salad sandwich, please?" "Yeah, coming right up." And I see the guy in the back and he's taking chicken roll and he's like crunching it up and putting it. I go, "What are you doing?" "I want chicken." I go, "You're taking chicken roll and you're covering it." "Yeah," and I walked out. I go, "Really? I'm buying chicken salad, pieces of chicken, not chicken."
No, you're buying chicken shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, chicken roll is not the same as what's supposed to be a chicken salad. No, you did the right thing to walk out.
You know, like just throw it in the bottom. I walked out. Fuck you. I'm not buying that.
Well, you'll see proper labeling, like when you buy those slices of American cheese.
Yeah,
it'll say cheese food.
Yeah, cheese food.
Because it's not real cheese.
Yeah.
I think the guy's got a point. I mean, I don't know what maniac brings a lawsuit. I guess this guy does.
I know. It's like you have an awful lot of time on your hands.
But I don't hate the guy for it. I don't hate him for it.
I just want
to
put
you know what? It sets a precedent, you know, that if you're going to advertise something, it should be what it's being advertised as. So it's not only that. I do feel if I'm getting a chicken wing, I want a chicken wing. Or a boneless wing, I want it from wing meat because you're advertising it as that. So I think it's also setting the precedence on how restaurants advertise their food.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm all about, you know, labeling products correctly, and also about making sure that our food sources are safe. But I understand that. But there's another side of me that just says, let's just, you know, you have too much time on your hands. Just slap on an orange vest and go pick trash off the sides of the road, because that needs to be done a lot more than this lawsuit. Come on.
Aren't, like, foot-long Subway sandwiches, like, 10 inches?
Yeah. That so, let's sue about that, too.
No, but listen. Maybe somebody has to. Maybe this guy's the hero, not that we want, but the hero we need.
The hero?
Oh, wow. I did not see what I did there. Thank you for slowing down and pointing at me so I had time to process. Now you and the history teacher realize I'm a moron.
Go right on the board.
I would, but I would just, like, inhale dust chalk.
I'm not the hero that we want or the hero we need.
No, but you know what? This guy's got a point. He's got label this shit properly. If they,
yeah, you know, he's not, like I said, it's, you know, I would be pissed. You know, I'm lying wild, but I want wings. I want wings. This is false advertising. And like I said, you know, he's not a goody two shoes with it. You know, nothing else better to do. If you don't call these restaurants on this, it's just going to get further and further. I'm curious, did they ever settle the whole thing if the tuna fish in Subway tuna is real?
What was that, a porpoise? What was that?
That was a dolphin.
That was pretty good. I knew what it was.
Because I did it well, you whore. It wasn't like I went, ruff, ruff, ruff. You, is that a porpoise? I mean.
Did you do that on porpoise?
Oh. See yourself to the chalkboard. You know, you were, for a brief shining moment, Joe, she was here. And then she remembered who she was and returned to level precipitously.
Like water.
Due to your affinity with Subway tuna sandwiches.
Yes,
Believe me, I know your affinity.
Yes, we know. Scammers and Subway tuna sandwiches. Joe has his concerns.
Oh, my.
I think more than you do. I wasn't going every Subway down the Eastern Corridor trying to find a Subway tuna sandwich on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, I really did have a hankering that day.
Jesus, did you ever?
Yeah, well, all right. I thought somebody would be over. It doesn't matter. All right. So, a little silly, but Joe and I think, yeah. Fight on, proud warrior. Pip's like, no, pick up trash, you son of a bitch.
do something useful with yourself.
Exactly. All right, we're going to do something useful now. We're going to, this is one of the worst scams I've seen in a while. This is called a compromised business email scam.
Busters! Story you'll see only on Fox 31. A mom and daughter in Lakewood have a warning for others in the process of buying a home.
This after hackers created spoof emails posing as their title company along with a realtor and lender and scammed them out of over $200,000. Fox 31 problem solver Courtney Fromm sat down with the duo. She has more on this nightmare.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we checked in with both the FBI and CBI on this. They tell us tonight scammers make spoof email accounts to get the bank account changed to the one that they can control, all while taking advantage of one of the people involved in the transaction. Unfortunately, this victim was a former teacher just ready to enjoy her retirement.
Wait a second, Vicky. Not only do you not get the house, you have nothing left. You have nothing left.
Vicky Ragel, a middle school teacher of 42 years.
As a single mom, I raised two kids. There was never money.
And her daughter, Sarah, a traveling nurse, were excited to be buying their dream townhouse to live together in Lakewood.
On a Wednesday, they told me that they needed the funds within 48 hours or the house wouldn't happen.
But 2 days later, when they headed to the title company to get the keys to their new place.
I mean, at the very end, the title lady said, well, let me go check on your funds. And she came in and she said, where'd you send the funds to? And I said, I sent them to you. And she said, we don't have them. And gone. They're gone.
Vicky says the $198,000 was sent to fraudsters.
I think we walked out of there and I threw up, as a matter of fact.
I mean, I pretty much had to carry you out of the title company.
Who posed as their realtor, title company, and lender. The emails, she says, were nearly identical.
At some point, the chain of emails got hacked, And I started getting fraudulent emails, didn't recognize them as fraudulent emails.
The duo reporting the fraud to Lakewood Police, CBI, and FBI, who tell us tonight this is called business email compromise. And in 2022 in Colorado, the FBI received 504 complaints of BEC, costing victims nearly $54 million. Officials warn to always carefully examine the email address and spelling, obtain wiring money instructions verbally on a trusted phone number, and never change a bank account from instructions sent to you via email, text, or fax.
I don't know what I'm going to do if you want to know the truth. I don't know. We'll make it. We'll get it figured out somehow.
Yep.
Now, Lakewood police tell us they are in the early stages, but this is an open and active investigation. A friend of Sarah's has started a GoFundMe for them. We put a link where you can donate on our website at KDVR.com. Courtney from Fox 31. Yeah, just.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation called the scam, as I said, a business email compromise, where scammers will spoof or fake an email account from an interested party in order to get the true bank account changed to one they can control. The CBI says it works to capture or freeze as much of the funds as possible so they can be returned to the original victim. The CBI suggests never changing bank accounts based on instructions over text or email unless it is confirmed via a phone call. It's so scary if you don't pay attention.
Because
they're in the middle of this business process, which is legitimate. It's not like they're unsolicited, like so many of these things. Oh, Delta airline tickets. Who the hell? You know, I didn't. But this, they're in the middle of it, and somebody hacked in. It's
how would you expect that, especially when there was a sample of the a small sample of the type of writing, and the person was using their first name and speaking in perfect English, you know, they didn't have the usual spelling and grammar mistakes that scammers come up with, and they were asking the right questions, and it just seemed like it was like part of the transaction, and I don't think a lot of people would catch this.
No.
You know, and the sad part is, I don't think a lot of people would. Devin, I don't know when you went to get your mortgage, or how you did, but when I had to get the mortgage on the house, there was, you go into the process of going through underwriting, and there's a step here and a step there, you know. And then there's, you know, remitting payments and stuff like that. And, you know, you're so wrapped up in it. I think when it's remit the check or whatever, I don't know if you would, you know, even at our stage with, you know, how we look at stuff, would even know that this is, a scam.
Well, we did ours. I think we went that day to our bank and got a bank check and brought it to closing.
Yes. Back in the day when you only did things with a bank check, when you had that big of an amount that you were, you were doing something huge, like buying a house, you know,
yeah.
you don't fool around with, I mean, in work, I used to transfer pretty large amounts of money by electronic funds transfer, and I don't think that, I mean, you know, you would use the same processes each month or whenever time you were going to use them. But I don't think that if somebody hacked an email that I might notice it if it was subtle enough. And, you know, people could absolutely do this. I mean, there was one time when I was at work and a couple people got emails from the person in charge saying, I'm away, but you have to send this EFT to this person. It's important it gets done right away. It was so out of the norm of the way we did things and the way we were legally allowed to do things that nobody acted on it. And I called him and said, are you asking me to do this? Is there a reason why you're doing it this way? He's like, what are you talking about? So we were hip to it, but if it would happen the way it happened to this lady, I honestly don't know if I would have caught it myself. It's so horrible that they did this to her. I can't even believe it. I mean, it wasn't like she was just like off in La La Land or she was duped in any way that she was like being delusional. She was just doing a normal business transaction, for Christ's sake. Ugh, awful.
We had a situation where there was a an email sent where to remit a payment for one of our vendors,
uh-huh.
And it was a scam person in one of my departments did not catch it and alert somebody in our accounting department, but it was kind of blatant. What happened was the person, it cost thousands of dollars.
Oh.
And the person in our accounting department got fired, and the person that was in one of our other operating departments got demoted. They gave her a choice of being fired or we're gonna demote you, you have no choice. So it does happen, you know, even in not buying a house, day-to-day business on this check, and it should have been caught. There was red flags all over. They missed it. Or the lackadaisical, actually the lackadaisical, one person was lackadaisical on the urgency of it, and the other one just flat out didn't catch it when she should have. And she got fired, and the other one got demoted.
Yeah, I mean, at work, you really do have to have your wits about you and really scrutinize every transaction, which, I mean, was a hard lesson learned at, you know, my workplace. But I can't imagine my life savings. You know, and
yeah.
This poor woman is, it's not like she can say, oh, I made a bad mistake, but I'm 30 and I can try to rebuild. She's retired. This was supposed to be the time she's supposed to, like, be able to relax and enjoy, you know, the fruits of her labors for, what, 42 years she was a teacher?
Years.
That's just sickening. Really sickening. And, you know, I really do hope that the people that did this to her burn someplace. Awful.
Well, it's why I do what I do.
Yeah, no, really. It's important.
Yep, getting threatened now, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
By more people than me and Joe?
Yes, because I don't know these people, but I'm assuming they're from another continent.
Oh.
Oh, yes. They're threatening all sorts of horrible things to me.
Joe, your work is working.
Nah. The writing's much better than anything Joe would have. No, it's pretty graphic.
Step up. You better hear that? You better step up your work.
pretty graphic what they're going to do to me.
Really?
Uh-huh. We'll
little see. Pieces?
So fat you can't make little pieces of me, dear. All right, let's do an outstanding display of spite.
There's one thing that unites the three of us on Davin's Den. It's an outstanding display of spite. In lieu of that, we'd like to introduce Outstanding Displays of Spite.
All right, this is a relationship one. This woman says, my ex was lying to me, cheating on me with his roommate's girlfriend, who he said he couldn't stand. He liked to go out. I'm sure the roommate's not thrilled either. He liked to go out and drink, so one night I drove to the bar and I knew he was at with her and put Loctite on all his car doors so he wouldn't be able to get in. Then I went to his house and put Loctite in all his locks, front door and back door. Waited another month, still had a key to his house. What a dumb son of a bitch. So I put itching powder in his bed, Nair in his shampoo, and had a box of live beehives delivered to his house. He never knew who did it, but every time I saw him out, I chuckled. Wow.
He had no idea.
How do you have no idea?
How do you have no idea that?
Wait, because I guess he didn't realize that she knew. Maybe.
How many people did he cheat on? I mean, is the list that long of suspects?
It could be. I don't know.
He's been such a son of a bitch that there's more than one scorned woman in his life. It could be. Oh, anybody could be doing.
Could be
this.
A pattern. I don't know. Have you guys ever done anything spiteful to an ex?
No, I could have.
Oh, what could you have done?
Not giving her any money.
Oh, well, that's, well, the courts might have said otherwise. But anyway.
No, that was with the court. Oh.
No, I mean, boy, did I think about things, but I never did to an ex, no.
Eh, I guess we suck.
Did you?
No. That's why I said we suck. But that is, you know what? I'm sure I've wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Well, this particular one, you know, nobody died. There was nothing. It was just really, really inconveniencing them. I like this.
Yeah. Oops. All right. Let's take our final break. We'll come back with some scamming scammers and Mary. We'll be right back. Short break.